Harold Willis, H-A-R-O-L-D, Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. Today's the 30th. His date of birth is 1748. Mr. Willis is a 77-year-old gentleman, married for 30-plus years. They have no children, but he had children from previous marriage, period. New paragraph. His problem started on or about middle of November when he noticed a swelling in his left jaw. He thought it was his abscess in his tooth. He went away by itself. Then he came back. Finally, the second time he came back, he did not go away. He had a high fever. His wife took him to the Memorial Hermann, where they did a biopsy, and he was diagnosed with poorly differentiated squamous cell carcinoma of the left maxillary sinus, period. Patient subsequently was at MD Anderson for 2.5 weeks, at Hermann Memorial for 2.5 weeks, where he was admitted with high fever. They diagnosed his cancer. They subsequently put him on chemo and radiation, but because of the care he received, he decided to leave against medical advice, period. New paragraph. About 2 days later, he ended up at MD Anderson. And this was around Thanksgiving. He was at MD Anderson for 3 weeks. They said they could not get the biopsy from Hermann Memorial, in quotation. They finally got the biopsy. He had another series of chemo and radiation. At the time, his wife felt like the lesions were getting bigger. He had 4 different teams, but they never gave him any information as far as how terrible his lesions and his cancer was, period. New paragraph. Subsequently, he left MD Anderson against medical advice. Later on, he ended up at Methodist Hospital. Oh, when he left MD Anderson against medical advice, the only thing they gave him was mouthwash, despite being in severe pain and writhing in pain, period. Subsequently, he ended up at Methodist Hospital a few days later to get help. Finally, he got some morphine pills. He told his wife that he did not want to be in the hospital. They talked about feeding tube, but patient refused. Subsequently, he was sent home after again having transfusion, period. Today, Mr. Willis is in and out of consciousness. He's thin. He's lost a lot of muscle mass in his legs, upper extremity. He has a huge mass in his maxilla that extends into his cheek and also closing his left eye because of causing pressure on his lower eyelid, period. New paragraph, the family is looking into hospice and palliative care at home. He's told his wife that he doesn't want to go back to the hospital. He doesn't want to die in a hospital bed, and he wants to die in her arms, period. New paragraph, allergy none. New paragraph, medication only, MS sulfate tablets, but he can't take that anymore because he hasn't eaten for at least 14 days in big letters and has had very minimal drinking. He's had very little urine output, but he still remains in pain, period. As far as previous surgeries, he had surgery years ago. As far as his past medical problems, he had diabetes and high blood pressure. Of course, that's not an issue at this time. He was a heavy smoker and drinker at one time, and he had terrible teeth. His wife thinks that may have led to cancer. I explained to her that's less likely, period. The paragraph, at this time, he does have the poorly differentiated squamous cell carcinoma originating in his maxilla, affecting the bones in his face, affecting his cheek, zygomatic arch, swelling in his face, difficulty with breathing. He also has metastasis into his lungs and his spine as well, period. Once again, today he's appears very weak, very thin. He's moaning in pain. He can't answer any questions. All the questions were answered by his wife. He has a terrible swelling in his face and jaw and appears to be dying very quickly. Immunization, he did get a flu shot. Family history, mom died of diabetes. Dad died when the patient was 18 years old. They don't know what he died of. Allergy, known drug allergy. On exam, his blood pressure is 80 over palp. His O2 sat's only 82% on 3 liters of oxygen. His heart rate is 88. He's a febrile, period. This is a 77-year-old gentleman who appears much older. He's thin. He's emaciated. He looks severely debilitated. He looks like someone you see from a concentration camp. He's laying in his bed. He's moaning softly. He's not able to answer any questions. He appears very dry, period. His heart, distant heart sounds. His lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds. He appears to have a collection of fluid and has aspirated his saliva and his sputum into his lungs. Very short, very difficult for him to breathe. He's not using accessory muscles, but I think he's very close to doing that. This is despite having oxygen on board. Again, his O2 side only 82% on 3 liters of oxygen, 3 to 4 liters of oxygen, period. His abdomen is very scaphoid. He has decreased pulses in his lower extremity. He has severe wasting in his lower extremity, upper extremity. His diaper is dry. He has minimal urine output since he hasn't eaten or drinking for some time. He also appears very pale. He appears very anemic, period. Assessment here, we have a 77-year-old gentleman dying of squamous cell carcinoma, poorly differentiated with metastasis, originating in his left sinuses, metastasis to his jaw, to zygomatic arch area, to his face, with the grotesque swelling of his face, putting pressure on the lower eyelid and closing his left eye, with mild respiratory distress, with ronchi rouse and very coarse breath sounds, not able to clear his secretions because of his severe weakness, period. He's not able to take his morphine tablets at this time. He's in desperate need of comfort care, both for anxiety, help him sleep, and also help him get rid of his pain, period. I had a long discussion with his son and with his wife. They realized that he's dying. He has a few days to live, most likely, period. New paragraph, I spoke to folks from Divine Hospice who they know him from previous home health patient experience, and I asked them to notify their medical director immediately for a comfort pack and admit him to the hospital, to the hospice ASAP to reduce his pain and suffering, period. He's not interested in any more transfusion. He's not interested in radiation or chemo. He's not interested in going back to a hospital. He's not even interested in a hospital bed. He's propped up on a couple of pillows, which I think is the best thing to do to keep him from aspirating chronically and constantly, period. He's not running a fever at this time, but I explained to the wife that most likely patients with his condition die either of sepsis and or urinary tract infection and does involve fever. The comfort pack will have Tylenol. We'll have Tylenol suppositories to help him with the fever and to keep him comfortable, along with lorazepam and morphine sulfate liquid, period. Findings were discussed with hospice folks ASAP. For admission ASAP into hospice. Overall prognosis guarded, has most likely days to live. Patient is in and out of consciousness at this time. Given his blood pressure 80 over palp and hypoxemia, despite being on oxygen, his condition is morbid. His condition is close to death, and the family is very. The family realizes this as well. After my discussion with them at length today before leaving their residence. Okay, I think that's it. Thank you so much. Hi, baby.